someone will say, well, I must go and
clear the table.
And then with the soap and water, you do what?
Wash dishes.
And if you wash them and they're clean, but they still have soap on them or soapy water, what do you do?
Rinse.
And then they have to be?
Stored.
All right, but
dried.
All right. And what are the pieces of cloth that you use in this process?
Linen.
Oh, the individual pieces.
Towel is what you mean.
Right, and in the, you dry the dishes with a
cup towel. Some people say, I usually just say dish towels.
And what about the cloth in the water that you may use in washing?
Well, we usually say a dish rag, but dish cloth.
All right, and what about other types of towels or other this type of thing in the house for the bathroom or wherever?
Bath towels and hand towels, and of course we have fingertip towels now that didn't used to be. They were all great big linen long towels.
Yes, and the little one that you used to wash with.
Washcloth.
And what do you call the thing on the sink that you turn
faucet.
To get the water out? And what about if it's outside and you use to wash?
Hydrant is what I would
call. I see. And if some pressure or something caused the hose to expand, you'd say, well, the pipe or the hose. And you getting tired?
No, I'm not.
You wave at me.
It's 5 o'clock. I didn't know.
A container, a large wooden container that held meal or flour, and it had bands around it. Do you remember such a thing about this high of wood?
Well,
and
a keg or
larger than a keg. Do you know a thing that's?
I started to say bin, but that isn't it when you described it more fully.
No, it's so high, and it's just like a keg, I think, only larger.
Of course, they're barrels.
This is the one, and I don't know, in some cases I think that's the tobacco is stored in a barrel, but apparently at one time they bought
there's
the,
some other name for something like that was what I was trying to think of, a hard one instead of a
well,
barrel.
Well, if it comes to you, why don't you tell me? And now this next one I was not sure about. The container for molasses or lard that it was perhaps stored in, and I think it's something about this island, it may have been metal. Do you know what you might say in a lard?
Can, a bucket, a lard can.
All right, and what about, would there have been a place at maybe at the general store where this can of lard was sitting up on something else? Is this this?
No, I don't know what that is.
Have you ever heard the word stand used?
Oh, yeah.
How? What is this? Is this the thing that it's in or it's put up on?
It's just on a stand. Is a,
I see.
It's just a
like a
table, like to hold something.
Very nice. All right, and if you have a liquid and you want to pour it into something that has a very small opening, you have to have a
funnel.
And for driving horses to make them go faster, you'd use a
A whip, of course, but then there's also a crop.
A crop for when riding.
Mm-hmm, that's a riding crop.
And at the grocery store, they put your purchases in a paper container. So
sack.
All right. And do you have any other words for that? A paper sack?
Cotton.
Paper? Carton. Now, a carton is...
It's different. It's
like
a cardboard.
Right. Do you ever use the word a paper bag interchangeably with a paper sack?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. What about a poke?
Bag.
You ever heard of a poke?
I've heard of that, but it was not
used
around here.
Right. And what about the same shaped container if it were made of